plays performed by local groups, New York City theater companies, and then there'll be concerts in here also.
So the dance will be by groups that are local to the
not local,
to the Tannerville area, or
no? There'll be dance companies visiting from elsewhere. There we actually have a dance program in residence for 2 weeks in July. It's an organization called the National Dance Institute, which was founded by a very famous dancer named Jacques Dumboise, and Jacques, the National Dance Institute, teaches school kids to dance, and they've taught thousands and thousands of kids to dance in New York City and elsewhere. And so they'll be in residence for 2 weeks here, second half of July, teaching local kids to dance. And the last Saturday of July will be a performance of the local kids with the celebration team from New York City also.
Oh, okay. All right. And does your local dance troupe here plan to travel?
No, I don't think so. There's also a dance school, a year-round dance school called the Academy of Dance and Creative Arts, and they are in residence at one of our buildings in the Village of Hunter, and they are planning to do performances here also. That's also, it's a school, so local kids are learning to dance there, but they also bring professional dancers in. So we'll have some local performances from the Academy of Dance and also from the National Dance Institute, but we'll also have nationally known dance companies come and perform here.
Okay. Do you have any idea what nationally known dance companies are on schedule?
We haven't scheduled any yet. So we have a what we're calling the soft opening this summer, which is July 16th, is our benefit, and National Dance Institute is going to perform, and then we have some musicians performing. And then we'll have a few more events over the summer. Our major opening is going to be summer of 2012, and we don't have the plans for that yet, but when the Catskill Mountain Foundation started 13 years ago, we began to present some dance companies. We presented Taylor to ABT to, there were probably a half a dozen dance companies or more that we presented. And the problem was we didn't really have a space suitable for dance to be performed. That's why we built this theater. And we decided to suspend presenting dance until this was done. So we'll have an active program of presenting dance, and it will be companies like ABT2 and Taylor2 and others that are well-known, nationally known dance companies.
So while the theater is going to be primarily for dance, do you plan on bringing any performances like plays or musicals?
Yes, we designed it for dance, but we also designed it for theater because we have a theater in the Village of Hunter at the Doctor Center for the Arts, but the stage is much smaller. This is a large stage. It has 15-foot wings on either side. There's 35 feet of depth. I can show you we have wonderful dressing rooms here. So this is a professional performing arts center, and we do present theater in the Doctorow Center, but it's really the Doctorow Center is really suited for chamber music, and this is designed for theater and dance.
Okay.
So we will be presenting theater and dance in this theater.
All right.
And we will have some concerts also. There's somebody who has contacted us who is going to be presenting a bluegrass concert. I think it's going to be Labor Day weekend.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So we're going to be looking for others to partner with who are interested in presenting concerts, theater, dance. You know, we plan to explore many partnership possibilities.
When is the actual grand opening? When you're going to have your first performance?
The first performance in the grand opening is July 16th. It's the Catskill Mountain Foundation benefit. And we will have a ribbon cutting on the stage. There are four honorees who, without their support, this theater would not have been built. So they will be here or represented by somebody if they can't be here. We'll have a ribbon cutting, and then we will have a short performance by the National Dance Institute, and then some other performances to follow that. But it will be, it's our annual benefit party. So it'll be both a party and performances.
Okay, so that I will have, just so I can have on record, who are the principals involved? The formal name of the organization is?
The Catskill Mountain Foundation.
Catskill Mountain Foundation. And you, your position is?
I'm chairman and co-founder.
You're chairman and co-founder. And the other principals involved?
My wife is president and also co-founder.
Your wife is, and her
Serafin,
name?
Serafin.
Serafin. Okay, and any other principals involved in getting this that are, you know, that are mentionables
well,
in getting
yes,
this involved?
I think that I should probably mention the four honorees. Chuck and Deborah Royce, who have a home in Onteora near here, were major donors for the project, and without their support, the Orpheum would not exist today. Mm-hmm. Skip Pratt has a home in Twilight Park, also near here. It was really his idea for the Catskill Mountain Foundation to expand into Tannersville. We started in the village of Hunter. He encouraged us to expand into Tannersville, and he's been very involved in making the Orpheum a reality. The idea for the Orpheum first came up 10 years ago at a dinner that Skip Pratt was at and Sarah and I were at, among others. And it's taken us 10 years to go from that very first idea, that very first discussion, to now when we're opening it and it is a reality. So Skip Pratt would be another very important person in terms of the Orpheum becoming a reality. Senator Seward helped us obtain some substantial state funding for this project. And again, the Orpheum simply would not be opening today if it were not for his help. And then the Catskill Watershed Corporation also played a very important role. They gave us a very substantial interest-free loan that enabled us to finish the building.
Oh, okay. You know, it's funny you should mention that, because that was the next question on my mind, how you went about funding. So you had help from your state senator.
Yes.
And some various foundations, because this is a beautiful theater.
Yeah. We received federal funding, state funding. I mentioned the Catskill Watershed Corporation, a substantial amount of private donations, and we also have some bank debt that we have to raise money to pay off.
And you chose the designer.
Hugh Hardy.
Beautiful.
Is the architect who designed it. Hugh Hardy is one of the most famous theater architects in the United States. He designed the Glimmerglass Opera House. He's designed many theaters around the country and in New York City. He's involved in BAM and the work at BAM at New York City. And he is designing the new theater in Brooklyn for a theater for a new audience. So he's a very famous theater designer, and he did a spectacular job here. I had a friend visit me from New York City who I brought to see the Orpheum. And just as you did, when he walked in, he said, wow.
Yes, absolutely, because I've been in BAM many times. I was spent my entire life in Brooklyn.
Okay.
I just moved up here.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so BAM was one of my favorite places to be. This is spectacular.
Yeah, so my friend who visited this theater recently walked in and said, wow. He said to me, this has got to be one of the most beautiful theaters between New York City and Montreal.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. You are to be commended. It really is beautiful. What else could you possibly have planned?
Well,
this is your baby. It's yeah. It's not completely born yet, but.
Well, we have a building next door, which is we have state funding to renovate, and it will be housing for theater and dance companies in residence here. So that's nice. It will have a seven-bedroom apartment building right next door for artist housing.
So you do have your the idea of your own dance company somewhere in the back of your head.
Well, I don't know if we'll have our own dance company. More likely, we're going to have touring companies visiting us.
Okay.
We do, and the Catskill Mountain Foundation does have other facilities on the mountaintop, as I've mentioned. We have the Doctorow Center for the Arts in the Village of Hunter. We have our Sugar Maples campus, which is in Windham. That's a 130-acre campus with art studios and artist housing. So all together, when the housing next to the Orpheum is done, we'll have about 50 bedrooms for artist housing. So we have plenty of facilities to bring lots of artists here from all over the country and all over the world.
Wow. Well, that's very good. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I think that's our story for now.
Well, I'm going to roam around.
Okay. So you should go on the stage. Let me show you how to get there. You have to go around back into the lobby.
This is fantastic.
Jim, you have to sit up there and look at the station up there.
All right, that sounds good, Peter. We'll do that. Good morning, sir.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you.
And then I have to run back for sauces to make it so ready.
Boy, this is beautiful. And how many does the audience see?
250. And that's our control booth up there.
Yeah, I see.
Should I brought you up there? Let me show you the dressing room. And we haven't furnished this yet, but we have two dressings like this, one men's, one women's. So there'll be countertops in there.
Yeah.
And then there's a sink in here. And Vance, this is another dressing room that Vance is on. And then we have two performers' bathrooms. So, if a dancer needs to take a shower, we've got two bathrooms, each with a shower.
Wow, very
excellent. This is just a dental here.
Same facility.
And then that's just utilities back there, heat, air conditioning. This is the green room.
And back outside to the Florida Theater. This is where you'll have all your lighting.
Yeah, lighting and sound.
Sounds from here.
Yeah.
Wow. And you're going to be ready for your first performance on July when?
July
16th. I think somebody's going to be on pins and needles. How has the area received you?
I'll just show you. This is amazing. This is our fire sprinkler system.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And then it's just the public bathrooms here.
Okay. All righty.
And then this is the ladies' room. This is the magic over here.
Well, I did notice when I came into town that everybody knew where you were.
Uh-huh.
So when I got a little lost.
So, how has the town received us? The Cats of the Mountain Foundation has been here for 13 years, and we've been presenting performances in our other facilities for that entire time. And there are many people who are very enthusiastic about what we do and very supportive. We have something like 1,000 donors.
Oh, okay.
So we have a lot. Now, there are, in every community, there are always some people who aren't enthusiastic about the arts, but
that's everywhere.
Have many people supporting us.
Okay. All right, well, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm going to check my audio to make sure that everything came out okay.
That's what I do in the city. And this is what I do in the city. This is upstate.
Okay.